Well, Jerry, we want to take a couple of minutes. Wheat growers from across the country will be heading down to Tampa, Florida to take part in this year's Commodity Classic. From the wheat grower standpoint, highlight, if you would, some of the classic activities.
Well, this is going to be a great event. Of course, it's annual meetings for us as the National Association of Wheat Growers. It's annual meetings for many of the other commodity groups, corn, beans, and sorghum. So it's a big event. There'll probably be 4,500 individuals there, and there will be a lot of talk about, you know, all kinds of issues, from agronomic issues to farm economy issues to policy. There's also a trade show. That trade show is pretty good size, and wheat particularly will be having a booth with U.S. Wheat and Wheat's Food Council and the National Association of Wheat Growers, and so we will be sure and welcome anyone to stop by and visit with us there. There's many learning sessions going on, and I don't remember all of them off the top of my head, but I know that the National Association of Wheat Growers Foundation is sponsoring two particular ones, and they have to do with pesticide permitting, and then the other was communicating with the public, you know, about agriculture. So I know those two are going to be good, and I know there's going to be a lot of others that will be excellent. We're going to be have the opportunity then to visit with Secretary Vilsack and Representative Lucas, who chairs the House Ag Committee, and that's always good to have that opportunity to talk about some of the issues and concerns that we all have. So it's going to be a good event. We're looking forward to it.
Jerry, how important is it for an organization like the National Association of Wheat Growers to be tied into an event like Commodity Classic?
Well, I personally think it's very important. As you probably know, there were several years that wheat wasn't involved in that, and I think we should have been. We've tried to rectify that for a lot of reasons, you know, and money, of course, being one of them. But I think it's important that we be there. We've been there for the last 4 years, and we hope to continue to remain there. It's important that all of our commodity groups get together, and we're intimately involved in each other's crops, and you know, very few of us just have one crop or one entity that we're working on in our operation. So I think it's important that we talk. We have very like issues. We're basically doing the same thing. We're trying to, through agriculture, support our family and maybe several families, and trying to do the best we can with the soil and the air and the environment. And so it's a learning experience, but it's also a good fellowship time where we can, you know, visit with folks from all over the country and, you know, just talk about some of the issues that we all face.
Jerry, you mentioned that you folks will be holding your annual meeting there in Tampa. Are there some business items that you'll be taking up?
Yes, there certainly are. And policy is extremely important. And we continue to work on policy. We will be working our committees. We're committee-driven, and so our committees all work hard on their particular areas, whether it be domestic policy or whether it be trade or whether it be environment. And they'll be meeting, and then they'll present their recommendations to the board at our annual meeting. Policy is extremely important. We're going to be talking about regulations that are really becoming harmful in some cases to agriculture. They're in some cases they're just undue regulations that, and in some cases unintended consequences, however in some cases intended consequences. You know, so there's a whole variety of issues that we're going to be talking about. We're also working on in our foundation. We've had a foundation for years, but we're trying to revitalize that foundation so that we'll also have a foundation board meeting, and we're trying to revitalize that, restructure it so that it's all inclusive of all of wheat and really make it a driving force that can really be helpful in many areas of education and research and promotion.
Jerry, anything else about Commodity Classic that you'd like to mention?
Well, I think it's a great event. If people cannot be there, I hope they'll plug into it maybe through their website or through your program or whatever, and that'll give them a taste of what's going on. I think it's important for us in agriculture to keep up to date on what's going on, and the best way to do that is through our various commodity organizations.